And then you call those things that you fed them in, you'd say you had three or four.
Close.
And did they ever have any wild hogs around here?
Yeah, not here.
But not here?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear any names for wild hogs?
No, I had no experience of them.
Mm-hmm. Now the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned, you say it's when it wants its mother, you know, you say the calf's
weaned.
Uh-huh. And that noise that the calf makes, you know, when it wants its mother, you say the calf.
Ball.
Yeah. And the noise that a cow makes at feeding time, you say.
Bawling.
Mm-hmm. And what about the sound that a horse makes at feeding?
He knickers.
Oh, yeah. And a hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
Nest? Sitting hen?
And a kind of a portable house sort of thing to haul chickens in, you call that a...
Chicken coop?
And, on chicken, that when people eat fried chicken, now that piece that children will like to get so they
pull it on.
Yeah. They'd always want to get that.
Yeah.
Good
luck.
It was good luck. Oh, yeah. Well, they pull it, and which end they'd want to get the...
Shortest one.
Oh. What was that? What did they call that shortest part?
Well, what they call it.
And, what would you call the insides of a pig that people would eat? The insides of a hog that they'd eat?
Liver and heart. That's about all I eat.
That's all. Did you ever hear of anybody eating the melts?
Well, some of them did, but I never would.
You never did. But now, what was the melts? Like part of the.
Well, that's about like the liver.
About like the liver. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about, did you ever hear of anybody eating the intestines?
No. Oh, yeah, they do, but I never did.
What would they call that? They fix them and fry them?
Mountain oysters is what most of them call them.
Oh. Have you ever heard of chitlins?
Yeah.
Now, what would that be? What was...
Well, that might be what they call them.
That might be that, too.
Yeah.
Now, when it's time to go out and feed your stock, you say it's...
Time to feed.
And now, if you were to call cows to come in for the pasture, how would you call them?
Well, I'd just call them bossy. I'd do mine, she can be back side of this place. I just take a milk bucket and sit down. She'd be here in a little bit.
Oh, really? Well, have you ever heard anybody, if they had like a whole herd of cows, how would they call them?
Well, I don't know.
What about mules or horses to get them in from the pasture? How would they?
I just call them. They get used to whatever you say to them, they'll come.
Oh, they'll come to whatever you say. Well, now, if you're plowing with mules, how do you make... What do you say to them if you want them to go right and left?
Yeah and haw.
And if you wanted the horses or mules to start up, you'd say?
Get up.
And if you want them to stop?
Back up.
Oh, you'd say back? And yeah. And what if you want them to stop completely?
I'd say whoa.
And what about to call hogs? How would you call them?
Well, I don't know. I just call them pigs.
If you wanted them to come in for feeding time, you'd just say...
I'd just call them pig. They can hear you. They'll come. They feed them a time or two.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about sheep? You said y'all used to have sheep. How would you call them in?
I don't know. I never had much experience with too much with sheep.
Mm-hmm.